Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of them thought the date went great. The other, not so much. Gunner and Cheyenne 650 blown off. Camel Country 1079, number one for new country.
Joe is in Peoria. He went on a date with Amy, and now she's blowing him off, and he wants to know why. Joe, dude, tell us, where'd you meet Amy? Tell us about this first date, man.
So, yeah, I met Amy on Tinder, and, we messaged back and forth for a couple weeks. Got to a point where it's like we wanted to, finally meet up in person. Instead of going out, I was like, hey, why don't you just come over to my place, and we'll order some food, and, and that's what we did. I think the date was awesome, and I even got, some butterflies when I, finally got to meet her in person, I'm like, there could be some potential here, and it's been, 4 weeks, no text, no nothing, and, I've racked my brain trying to figure some things out, did I say anything weird, and, the only thing I could think of is she was in the bathroom for kind of an extended amount of time, and I think that maybe she could have been snooping around.
Well, is there anything she would have found that would make her not want to talk to you?
Nothing crazy. It's just something that I would be embarrassing for a first date.
You're assuming as to why she's blowing you off is that she found something in your bathroom that you don't want to tell us what it is, but it'd be super embarrassing if she found it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so maybe she found it. And that's why she's not calling you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I think.
All right, man. Well, you gave us Amy's phone number. Let's call her. Let's find out the real reason she's been blowing you off.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, is this Amy?
Yes. Yes, it's calling.
Amy, my name's Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We're the morning show on Camel Country 107.9. We'd love to chat with you about a date that you had with Joe, if you got a moment or two.
Joe. yeah, I'm not interested.
Interested in him or interested in talking to us? I mean, we just like to chat with you about the date.
What do you want to talk about? I'm just not interested.
Well, he thought the date went great and this and that, and he even got butterflies when he met you and stuff, So he's kind of wondering why you're not calling him back. How do you think the date went?
Butterflies. Oh, okay. Well, he's just not my type. He's just a little too girly for me. So, no, rather not.
Why do you say he's a little too girly for you?
Honestly, he had so many candles. Guys I go out with don't even think about candles and stuff like that. I mean, they were everywhere.
So candles all over his home, and that's a turnoff for you.
It is. I just, like I said, my guys that I am interested in, that I'm attracted to, are not even thinking about a candle.
But you were attracted to him before you saw the candles, so why does the candles change your attraction to him?
His behavior, everything, it just kind of all went together. The candles, the whole night just... He was just really a little too girly. That's all.
I don't think I would own candles. If I lived on my own, I don't think I'd own those smelly candles or anything.
I feel like you would just have a Febreze plug-in.
Exactly. That's the type of guy that I'm. He's the house smells nice, but it's a Febreze plug-in. You're not sitting there with 30 country apple scented candles floating around.
I don't think I have an issue with that.
Well, she does.
Yeah.
Amy does. So let's bring Joe in. Joe's on the phone. He's heard this entire conversation. Joe, what do you got, man?
Yeah, Amy, I mean, this is crazy. I feel, in a way, you know, I feel like it's sexist to say that I'm a girly guy because I light candles. I mean, you know, give me a break. Like, I mean, what, do you want to live in a house that smells like, you know, what, like a gym? I mean, come on.
No, it's not sexist. It's just my preference. That is just what I am preferring for my man, to not be sitting there with 40 country apple, lemon pear, chocolate drop candles.
Okay. You know, that's, well, you know what? A lot of women, they usually like how they smell. And, you know, I thought it was going to be kind of romantic, actually.
Well, clearly they don't, because you're still out here dating. So, but I'm not trying to be funny.
Wow.
I'm not trying to be funny, but it just move on.
It's okay, Joe, because she's still single, because her type obviously isn't working either.
Look at Cheyenne throw blows. Yep.
Shots fired.
I would say that's a ridiculous reason not to want to date somebody.
All right, is there going to be a second date, you two? Amy, Joe, second date?
No.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
All right, you two. Good luck.
It literally blows my mind, but okay.
You think it's just such a ridiculous reason.
I do.
All right.
I do.
Cover and Cheyenne's blown off. Back at it tomorrow morning, 6:50 here on Campbell Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.